Good morning. House State Affairs will come to order at 8:10, and today we are going to, first of all, Representative Lynn, would you make a motion that we go into executive session?
Mr. Chair, I'd move that we go into executive session for hearing a presentation on Homeland Security and Defense.
Thank you, Representative Lynn. And for the explanation of everyone, we are operating under Uniform Rule 22B3, which allows executive sessions for discussion of a matter that may by law be required to be confidential, and the discussion of the matter, the public knowledge of which would adversely affect the security of the state or nation and adversely affect the security of a governmental unit or agency.
Mitch.
And so this is a provision under which we are proposing to go into executive session. In executive session, everyone needs to know that everything in this room will remain confidential. There are two provisions. There's criminal statutes for violation of that confidentiality, as well as an ethics violation for violation. We also have, today we have with us Representative Elkins, Representative Gruenberg, Representative Gardner, Representative Lynn, Representative Seaton, and we have four staff members that will be here for assisting in the work of the committee. That's Michael J. Sika, staff for Representative Bob Lynn, Iris Matthews, staff for Representative Gardner, my committee staff, Louis Flora, and Ann Pesco, staff for Representative Gruenberg. Once we go into executive session, we will go off teleconference. All notes taken during this meeting will be given to the committee staff for destruction. And I wanted to advise everyone that so all notes taken during the meeting by the legislators or the by the permitted staff must be turned in. Are there any questions about the procedures we're about to begin with? And again, we're going to be talking about Homeland Security issues. Representative Gruber.
Mr. Chair, I would suggest, since I don't think we have a form to fill out, do we?
No.
Then that we put on the record that we agree to the conditions.
Thank you. Is there anyone here who does not agree to the conditions of confidentiality? And I will take anyone not indicating as an assent that they do agree with the conditions. Representative Groom.
I would suggest that we should indicate affirmatively on the record our name and that we do agree, so we have a record of that.
We've got a procedure that will work here. So is there anyone that disagrees with the policies as outlined before? Okay, seeing none, everyone agrees to confidentiality of this meeting. I do want to recognize that there is nothing in this executive session that prevents another legislator, this is not staff, but another legislator from coming and participating in this meeting. So if there is a legislator who wishes to come and participate in this meeting, they are free to do so. Other than that, the door will remain closed, and the teleconference and all external communications will be off. And that includes everyone's cell phones. Would everyone please check and make sure your cell phones are off? I'm doing that myself. And with that, we will go into executive session. And we are now in executive session, and would you please turn off the external lines, and we will call the recording secretary back at the end of the meeting to gavel out. Thank you, and we'll take a brief at ease while we accomplish those tasks.
Mr. Chairman, I have to leave.
Thank you. We have this is House State Affairs, and we are coming out of executive session talking about Homeland Security, and we are back in regular session, and we will now adjourn for the day and see you folks Thursday at 8 a.m. Bye.